With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump has signed the Genius Act into law, setting a new regulation for stable coins. The law passed with bipartisan support, introducing consumer protections and aims to boost confidence in the crypto industry. The bill was one of three like bills passed Friday in the House. Majority Whip Tom Emmer.
The Genius Act, the Clarity Act, and our anti-CBDC Surveillance State Act deliver on the America First digital assets agenda by solidifying the dollar's dominance as the world's reserve currency.
President Trump calls the move a step toward cementing U.S. dominance in global finance and crypto technology. The family of a homeless man is suing the city of Atlanta.
The family of Cornelius Taylor calls his death tragic and preventable. Taylor died after a bulldozer crushed his tent during an encampment sweep. Now his family is taking legal action. The lawsuit alleges Atlanta city employees failed to look to see if there was anyone inside the tents in the encampment before using a bulldozer to clear it. I'm Mike Hempen.
The investigation continues in Southern California following the explosion Friday at a Los Angeles County Sheriff's Deputy Training Facility. Three veteran deputies from the arson explosive unit were killed in the blast. Also in L.A., a vehicle ramming into a crowd of people waiting to enter a nightclub early Saturday morning, injuring 30 people, including the driver who was later found to have a gunshot wound. An attorney for the maker of the video game Call of Duty is arguing that a judge should dismiss a lawsuit brought by families of the victims of the Uvalde, Texas shooting. Families sued the game maker, Activision, saying the company bears responsibility for products used by the teenage gunman. Activision says the First Amendment clearly protects the contents of the war game, and the case should not continue. The family's attorney laid out the deep involvement the shooter had in Call of Duty. This is SRN News. Faith impacts attitudes about abortion. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
According to a study by the Public Religion Research Institute, the more a person engages in Christian religious practices, the less likely he is to support abortion. In states where people are more religious, Louisiana, Tennessee, and Alabama, for instance, support for abortion is low. In places where people have turned away from faith, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Vermont, support for abortion is very high. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is urging the Trump administration to deal cautiously with the new regime in Syria. The commission is unsure about the Damascus government's commitment to freedom of conscience and the safety of Syria's small Christian minority. Under Bashar Assad, Syrian Christians were generally allowed to practice their faith in peace, but the civil war that led to his ouster has seen a surge in persecution of believers. The latest outrage came in June. This is SRN News. It's called moving at the speed of Trump.
And it's one of the favorite phrases at the White House. But when it comes to presidential travel, well, Donald Trump's pace is about the same as that of Joe Biden. In his first 6 months in office, Mr. Trump will have made 49 trips to 14 states and 7 foreign countries. At the same point in time, Joe Biden had made 45 trips to 17 states and 4 foreign countries. Jason Walker reporting.
White House Speaker Mike Johnson gifted to President Trump the gavel used to enact the Republicans' tax breaks and spending bill. It was a memorable moment at the White House. The image from the bill signing on Independence Day underscored the symbolic transfer of political power from a compliant Congress to the White House during the president's second term. Since his return in January, the Republicans of Congress have shown a willingness to give the president what he needs. This is SRN News.